over the Cowboys did lose to Cody Kilgore in the month of January. Well, here on our pregame show, we're about 6 minutes away from the introduction to the starters for both these teams. As we take a look at both squads, Hay Springs led by Gage Mintkin. Mintkin, the 5'11 senior, averaging better than 20 points per ball game. Dylan Young, a nice compliment, averaging 14 points and 7 boards per game. Then Talon Smith in at just shy of 9 points per game. This Hay Springs team comes in at 57 points per game offensively, a dead equal to Why Not. Those two teams both averaging 57 points per game on the season. Why Not will play a few more players, spread out the scoring a bit. They are led by Dylan Heine. Heine, the 6-foot senior, averaging 13 points per game for this Blue Devil team. And then you have Chase Schrader, averaging 10.5 points and almost 8 rebounds per game. He leads the team in rebounding on the season. They get better than 8 points per game out of Zach Foxhoven. And then it's a fairly balanced effort. Couple players, it's 3 players rather. It's 6 points per ball game. And Carson Wiesler, along with Kason Cook, and also averaging 6 a game is Jay Sudbeck, who is no longer, looks like, on the roster, injured after the first 10 games. So this is a rematch of the D2-3 sub-district a year ago on this same floor, so a nice, easy meeting spot. The Hawks will be the road team, so they'll be in their road gray uniforms, charcoal gray uniforms with the yellow numbers and letters. Why Not will be in its home whites with the blue numbers and letters. Let's send it back to the studios for 30 seconds, and we'll come back and take a look at your starting lineups for both teams. It's our pregame show here on KBPY, 107.7 FM, Shadrad.com. Pregame brought to you by the Shadron Community Hospital. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
To McAndrew Gymnasium for this D2-6 district championship game. Winner gets a berth in next week's boys state basketball tournament. Let's introduce you to the starting lineup for the Hawks and the Blue Devils. Starting lineups on KBPY are brought to you, looks like, by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. Country Kitchen bringing you this evening's starting lineup. Well, as we take a look at the starters, let's start with the 11 seed, the Hay Springs Hawks, 17-6 on the season, champions of the D212 sub-district. They are coached by Jason Badge, assisted by John Barrow, who played his high school basketball here on the McAndrew Gymnasium floor. He's a graduate of Ainsworth High School, so likely gave the Hawks all the ins and outs of all the good shooting spots in McAndrew Gymnasium. As we take a look at the starters for the Hawks, number 1, Dylan Young, 6 foot and a junior. Number 10, Jordan Anderson, 6'3 and a senior. Number 11, leading scorer, Gage Mintkin. He is a 5'11 senior. Number 12, Hunter McDonald. He is a 6'2 junior. And number 21, Talon Smith, 6'2 and a junior. Your starting lineups for the Hay Springs Hawks. Lineups brought to you again by Country Kitchen in Shadron. And now we take a look at the Why Not Blue Devils, 16-7 on the year. They're a wild card entry into the Class D2 district finals after losing to Wald Hill by 3 in the D2-5 sub-district championship game. The Blue Devils, coached by Lee Hymus, assisted by Jalen Wiesler, Charlie Schrader, Patrick Wiesler, and Kyle Hymus. The Blue Devils will start number 1, Zach Foxhoven, 5'10 and a senior. Number 2, Dylan Heine. He is a 6-foot senior. Number 3, Carson Wiesler is a 5'9 senior. Number 10, Andrew Haberman. He is a 5'7 junior. And number 34, Chase Schrader, 6'4 and a senior. Your starting lineup for the Why Not Blue Devils. Well, as we take a look at your Shadron lock keys to the game, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control keys, and more for Hay Springs. It's going to be taking care of the ball against the pressure defense that Why Not will apply. Why Not likes to run that trapping zone. They'll go full court. And Hay Springs, if they can keep the turnover numbers down, get into the half court, let Mencken, Young, and company go to work, when limit those turnovers, they should have a pretty good chance to stay right in this one with the Blue Devils. For Why Not, it's going to let your defense lead to offense for your keys to the game for the Blue Devils. And for both teams, you'll want to see how this game is being called. Officials for this evening's game here from McAndrew Gymnasium, A.J. Abbott, Gavin Higgins, and Brandon Arns can tell you, after seeing this crew for a lot of games this year, they're going to let these kids play. They're going to let them bang a little bit. It's going to have to be contact that alters a shot or alters a path before it's going to be called a foul. You'll see these teams get to play pretty physical basketball with this officiating crew. That's a look at your starting lineups as well as your keys to the game. As we get set for this one, we welcome you here to the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth here at McAndrew Gymnasium. We're on the top shelf. The Hay Springs fans will be in front of us from our vantage point, and a good crowd has made its way to the east from Hay Springs, a good meeting point from Why Not, located in the northeast part of the state, and Hay Springs out in the northwestern part of Nebraska. Glad to have you with us on 107.7 FM, KBPY, and ShadRad.com. Well, we're going to get set for the tip here between the Blue Devils and the Hawks. Going to have the national anthem and get set for that coming up. So, yeah, should be a good ball game here tonight. Rematch of last year's D2-3 sub-district championship game won by the Blue Devils. So, Hay Springs at 17-6 on the year. Why Not at 16-7? Winner will be in the state championships next week. We are going to take a 90-second timeout for the playing of the national anthem.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shadron. This is KBPY Hay Springs Shadron.
And we welcome you back here to McAndrew Gymnasium for this D2-6 District Championship game. Hay Springs and Why Not, they are introducing the non-starters for the Hawks and the non-starters for the Blue Devils. We'll get to our starting lineups and be ready for the tip-off. We're up here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here at Platte Valley Bank. They are member FDIC. And we welcome you here on KBPY. I'll try not to say KBRB throughout this game. I'm a creature of habit, so you'll have to forgive me if I do. You know where you're listening, folks. KBPY 107.7 FM and at ShadRad.com. Good crowd on hand for both teams. Some casual fans from this area also attending to watch this D2 district final. Why Not, of course, a lot of history in the Class D2 ranks. They've just been a stellar program for Coach Lee Hymas, and some familiar names year after year for this Blue Devil program. Hay Springs has put together a nice program as well. Their second straight trip here to the district finals. And congratulations on a good season to Coach Badge and Coach Barrow and company. So we're looking forward to this one as the Hawks and the Blue Devils are getting set to go. Listen to the Hay Springs fans in front of us making noise for their Hawks. As, again, it is Gage Mentkin averaging better than 20 points per game. He's around 2.5 assists per game as well. Dylan Young at 14 a game, averaging 7 rebounds to pace the Hawks, and he's at 2.5 assists per game. He and Mentkin both average better than 2 steals per ball game, and Young in there at about 2 blocks per game. He is plays above his size at 6 foot. He's a good rebounder and a good defender, shot blocker for this Hay Springs Hawks team. So again, watch how Hay Springs handles the why not pressure defense. As we get set to tip this one off, our tip off brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trace Strothide. And State Farm Insurance is there for you. They bring you our tip-off here on KBPY, Shadrat.com. We're ready to go. The Hawks will be going from right to left in this first half, from north to south as we call the game. Blue Devils from left to right, from south to north. Hawks in their road charcoal gray uniforms with the yellow numbers and letters. Why not in the home whites with the blue numbers and letters? Officials A.J. Abbott, Brandon Arnes, Gavin Higgins, tip in the air, and it is controlled by the Hawks. And we will see, it looks like man-to-man defense from the Blue Devils. Young on the drive gets shut off, and double team needs some help and gets it into the hands on the wing for a 3-4 Mentkin. That one off the back iron, rebound tipped and into the hands of Dylan Heine. So a good look from Mentkin to start the game. And inside, wide open underneath. The shot, though, missed from Foxhoven, and the rebound down to Dylan Young, missing the bunny. And the other way, we've got a travel called on the Hawks. First turnover of the game goes against Hay Springs. Our first quarter here on KBPY brought to you by Nebraska Bank. It will be man-to-man defensively for the Blue Devils, kicking it outside Schrader on a drive. Wiesler out for a long three on the wing. That's no good. And the rebound pulled away by the Hawks is coming down with it was Hunter McDonald. And now we've got a collision at half court. And they're going to say ball out of bounds on the sideline. Or we're going to have, no, we're going to have a foul called on Hay Springs. The loose ball foul. The pass got away from Talon Smith, and he ends up knocking over one of the Blue Devils for a turnover. Basketball back to the Blue Devils. Second turnover for Hay Springs. Driving it is Schrader. He's tall 6'4". Gets it into the hands of Heine. He shut off on the baseline nicely. Out for a three. That one in and out for Foxhoven. But the offensive rebound taken down by Haberman. His shot into the hands of Heine won't go. But then Haberman back with it again and puts it up and scores. Two offensive rebounds and then a putback for Haberman. And here's that full court pressure from Why Not. They trap in the backcourt. Young gets it into the hands of McDonald. McDonald down into Anderson. Kicks it out. Here's Dylan Young. Boy, good man-to-man defense getting back after the Hawks broke the press. Young loses a dribble into the hands of Talon Smith. Smith working off the dribble on the left wing. Up top it goes into the hands of McDonald. Here's a deep three for Mentkin. That one back iron. Little pumped up to start, but a nice offensive rebound down for Hunter McDonald. McDonald in the paint, flips up a hook shot and scores. Hunter McDonald on the offensive glass, a little baby sky hook. And he gets Hay Springs on the board, and we are deadlocked at 2 apiece. Schrader on a drive, kicks it outside to Foxhoven. Foxhoven pulls up in the lane. His shot hits the back of the rim and just deadens and falls. Zach Foxhoven on the drive and bucket in the mid-range game. Young brings it across the timeline, absorbs some contact from Foxhoven. Inside it goes to McDonald. Now into the right corner, up top to Young. He's going to penetrate. Takes it all the way to the rack. Too strong on the shot. There's McDonald again on the offensive glass, and he is fouled. Hunter McDonald doing early work on the offensive glass for the Hawks. his third rebound, and it leads to a foul from Andrew Haberman. Apologize for the voice, battling a bit of my cold myself. Know the folks at KBPY, I got a couple of folks under the weather. Dennis, wish you the best. As a 15-footer taken on the left elbow and missed by Young, and the rebound down to Carson Wiesler. A corner three, that's good. The left side for Jordan Anderson as he knocks down the triple. Or make that, sorry, that is Carson Wiesler who knocks down the three. I'll get it right. Andrew Haberman knocks down the three on the assist from Wiesler. So why not retakes the lead, and they lead 7-2. And we have a timeout on the floor taken by Hay Springs early. Timeouts brought to you on KBPY by T Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment online or call 430-3686, located in downtown Chadron. 30-second timeouts. We'll keep it here. 7-2, the early start for Why Not. Andrew Haberman with 5 points, including that three that forced the timeout from Coach Badge. 7-2, Blue Devils. It will be Hay Springs basketball off the timeout, and a 2-2-1 full court press employed by the Blue Devils. Inbounded to Mintgen. He gets it to Young into the middle, dribbles through traffic, now stops, gets it to Mintgen. Mintgen will bring it atop of the key. He's guarded tightly. Spin move into the lane, puts up a tough shot. He's going to draw the foul. Dylan Heine was there to block it. The foul comes on a reach-in from newly entered Cotner Cook. Cotner in for the first time off that timeout. He's a 5'9 sophomore. So two free throws here for Mintgen. Missed his first couple from the outside, but knocks down the free throw. His first points for the senior, averaging 20-plus per game. Short front rim on the second. The rebound down to Carson Wiesler. Now into the hands of Dylan Heine. Nobody picks up Heine. He goes all the way to the hoop. Misses the layup. Good challenge by McDonald. And the rebound is taken off the ground and then knocked out of bounds. And it will be off of the Hawks. Jordan Anderson, the last to touch it along that baseline. Sub in for Hay Springs. It's Jaron Dahlgren. He is a 6-foot freshman in for the first time. Boxhoven to inbound. Oh, good back cut to Heine for the finish. Boxhoven on the assist, and it's a 9-3 game. Good job, Hawks, breaking the pressure, but then traveling with it on the right side, Jordan Anderson. So the Hawks break the full court pressure, but then when they had a chance to get numbers, just a little shuffle from Anderson. Third turnover on Hay Springs, 9-3. Why not with the lead? Wiesler up top to Foxhoven. It is now a 2-3 zone from Hay Springs, and burying a deep triple is Dylan Heine on the left side on the assist from Foxhoven. Hawks break the pressure to McDonald. He drives baseline, gets the ball poked away and out of bounds from behind on the help defense by Dylan Heine. So two early threes. And it's a 12-3 start for the Blue Devils. 4:14 to play in our opening quarter of this D2-6 championship game. Mintgen trying to answer front rim. No good challenge by Heine, and he comes up with the rebound. Back the other way, Foxhoven on the drive. Nice no-look pass down low, but then the pass from Heine is going to go into the backcourt. They're going to say it's tipped. That allows Wiesler to keep possession, and he steps up and buries a three at the top of the key. I did not see the Hay Springs tip on the pass from Haney. Now McDonald breaks the pressure again. 15-3, why not? They've hit their third three of the game. Foul from behind on the Blue Devils. That'll go on Cotner Cook again, his second from off the bench. So three early threes by the Blue Devils. They're tough to guard man-to-man, but then you go zone and they can knock down those outside shots. In is Tripp Bittner for Hay Springs. Bittner, a 5'10 freshman. He will replace Jordan Anderson. 15-3, why not, in the early lead. Ball inbounded to Mintgen. Gets it into the hands of Bittner just into the game. Here's Young working against Foxhoven. McDonald from the high post looking, wants to work on Schrader. Out to Mintgen. He is guarded like a glove by Andrew Haberman. Now Mintgen crossover, spin move, kicks it in the corner. Three. That one, no good for Bittner, and the rebound down to Schrader. Ahead quickly come the Blue Devils, newly entered. Is Devin Brummer, shot inside, good by Foxhoven, and a foul. And it is all why not here in the opening quarter. The foul on Hay Springs will go against the freshman, Jaron Dahlgren, and a chance at an and one for Zach Foxhoven. 17-3 now. Why not in the lead? Why not brings in Killian Steinhaus? He's already the third player off the bench for the Blue Devils. Steinhaus, a 5'11 sophomore. The free throw is good on the and one opportunity for Zach Foxhoven. Pressure by the Blue Devils. Young into the middle to McDonald. Tracks it down, gets it out top. Passing on a three, drive by Bittner. Left-handed layup is up and good. Or Dahlgren, rather, with the layup for the Hawks. Into the left corner, three won't go for Brummer. Offensive rebound, though, into the hands of the Blue Devils. This three-point shot, no, and the rebound snared out of the air by Dahlgren. Gets a bucket on one end on the drive, and then the defensive rebound. Drive by Young, good screen from McDonald. Young, though, stop, needs some help. They're face-guarding Mintgen. Here's another drive by Bittner all the way to the hoop. Reverse, scoops it up with a layup. That won't go. And then a foul on the rebound is going against Hay Springs. That'll be on Talon Smith. And two early fouls now on Talon with 2:30 to go in the first. He'll exit as Hunter McDonald back in for the Hawks. 18-5. Why not? Leading here in the opening quarter of this D2-6 championship game. Into the corner it goes to Brummer. Nice cut to the hoop. Shot up good. And the foul. Haberman puts it away. On the assist from Heine. The foul will go, it looks like, against Dahlgren. So Dahlgren off the bench has two now for Hay Springs. Fourth foul on Hay Springs. Pausing while I sneeze here. Got a bit of a head cold going into the district finals here. Free throw on the and one attempt for Haberman. That one is perfect. Eight early points here in the quarter for Andrew Haberman. And we have a timeout taken with 2:21 to go. Coach Badge calls another timeout for the Hawks. And on your Nebraska Bank scoreboard, first quarter score, it is 21-5. Lead for Why Not. We'll take a 30-second timeout here on KBPY.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Your colors lost, scoreboard 21-5. Why not leading Hay Springs here in the championship of the D2-6 district finals? Why not out to the big lead? Hot shooting from the outside. They're cutting to the hoop. Doesn't seem to matter whether it's against man defense or zone. The Hawks have tried both. Here's now a little 1-3-1 zone press. We've been getting different looks in the press. And there's a steal by Wiesler. Fourth turnover on the Hawks. Wiesler kicks it outside. Haney passes on the three out to Wiesler. Another chance for the Blue Devils. Up and under move. Schrader can't get it to go. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. They'll say off of Dylan Young. And it will stay Why Not basketball. 21-5. Blue Devils with the lead, 2:02 to play in our opening quarter. Glad to have you with us on 107.7 FM, Shadrad.com. Ball inbounded to Schrader. Wiesler into the hands of Haberman. Nice. Alley-oop into the hands of Trace Schroeder. Schrader with the slam on a beautiful alley-oop pass from Haney. 23-5. That's got the Blue Devil fans oohing and aahing. On the true alley-oop, threw it up high. Schrader on the baseline and stuffed it home. Now Bittner with a drive, and his pass across the baseline is knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Hawks. The McAndrew Gymnasium still buzzing after that alley-oop slam by Chase Schrader. His first bucket of the game. 23-5. Hawks get it in on an outlet to Young. He's been slowed down so far. Turnaround jumper, tough shot. Over the top of Haney goes Dylan Young with an answer. 23-7. The other way is Brummer. He's going to take a wide open three. That no good, but the weak side rebound put up and in by Carson Wiesler. And then a travel the other way will go against Tripp Bittner. Speeding up the Hawks as back into the game comes Jordan Anderson. He'll replace McDonald. 25-7, Blue Devils with a minute 20 to play in our opening quarter of basketball. Another substitution for Why Not. Cooper Oligmuller in, 5'7", and a junior. He's in for the first time. Wiesler into the hands of Haney on the left wing. Back to man-to-man defense are the Hawks. Nice cut underneath by Foxhoven. Kicks it out to Schrader. His baseline runner off the glass. No, strong rebound pulled down by Bittner, and then it's loose. He's going to keep a hold of it. Great play by the freshman. Out-battled two Blue Devils for the board. Here's a drive by Mintgen. Spin move. Puts it up. Can't finish. Good challenge in there by Schrader. And the board down to Haney. No look pass underneath. Wiesler, though, short arms the layup. What a beautiful pass from Foxhoven on the drive. And Wiesler just simply shorthanded the layup attempt. Beautiful no look from Foxhoven to Wiesler, who's cutting along the baseline. The ball out of bounds to the Hawks. 25-7, Why Not? With 40 seconds to play in the first, they trap Young. He gets it into the hands of Dahlgren. Dahlgren passed the press and on the wing to Mintgen. He has been held scoreless. Good defense again by Wiesler in the man-to-man. Mintgen wants to drive, gets the double team. Kicks it to Dahlgren. Dahlgren shut off, needs some help, bounces to Mintgen. He'll take a three left wing. That one looks lined up, but a little strong. And the rebound down to Dylan Heine. Final 15 seconds. There's a knock away by Mintgen, but it's saved by Wiesler. Deep three for Heine. That one won't go. And a board down to Dylan Young. Why Not, even pressing off the misses? They throw it down low. Turnaround jumper to beat the buzzer is good for Jordan Anderson. On the assist from Dylan Young and Anderson. A little bright spot there to close the quarter for the Hay Springs Hawks. And your colors lost scoreboard after 8 minutes of play. It is Why Not 25. Hay Springs 9 in this D26 district final championship game for McAndrew Gymnasium in Ainsworth on KBPY-FM. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back with a second 8 minutes of basketball.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school, academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Quarter for the Why Not Blue Devils. They knock down a trio of three-pointers, get a couple of and-ones, and race out to a 25-9 lead after 8 minutes in this D26 district final. Blue Devils will have the basketball to start the second quarter. Second quarter brought to you on KBPY by Skeeters Napa. And we are back underway here from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth on KBPY. 25-9. Here's a drive by Foxhoven. Nice dump down. The shot, though, too strong from Cotner Cook, and the rebound pulled down by Jordan Anderson. Hay Springs with the basketball. Here comes Mintgen. Feeds it off into the hands of McDonald. McDonald's pass to Dylan Young is knocked away. McDonald able to save it. Now out to Mintgen. Boy, Wiesler has been on Mintgen like glue to start. He is basically face guarding him all around the floor. Does not care where the ball is. Top of the key three for Mintgen. That one back rim. He's just been a little strong on his shots in the first half. Good challenge. Offensive rebound, Jordan Anderson took it away from two Blue Devils. 16-footer in and out for Young. And the long board comes down to Wiesler. His fifth rebound. Ahead it goes to Haberman. Shot swatted by McDonald, and he gets the rebound. Great defensive play by Hunter McDonald. But then the Hawks turn it over in transition. Three for Foxhoven is short and out of bounds to the Blue Devils. Boy, trying to save it there. Cook threw it right into the face of his teammate. Andrew Haberman took that one right on the beak. He's checking to see if everything's still in the right place. As with his back to the floor, Cook grabbed the basketball along the baseline and tried to whip it back in play and hit Haberman right in the face. Allen Smith back on the floor with his two fouls, gets it to Young, and around to McDonald. McDonald drives right side, gets shut off, out to Mintgen. Cold start for Mintgen, and there's a pass inside on the baseline, knocked out of bounds by Wiesler. So Gage Mintgen held the one free throw in that opening quarter. 25-9, a 16-point lead for the Blue Devils of Wynot into the district finals via a wild card. Here's a three on the right wing. That's just off the side of the iron for Talon Smith. Rebound again down to Jordan Anderson. Up top, it'll go to Young, around to Mintgen. Now he's guarded by Schrader on a switch. See if he tries to go to work on the 6-4. There's a poke away from behind. Great defensive play by Dylan Haney. Haney with the three-point shot misses, and the rebound on the weak side into the hands of Dylan Young. Young's third board. Here comes Mintgen with a head of steam. Gets shut off. Step back three is too strong. Rebound, though. Down. Reverse layup. Good for Hunter McDonald. McDonald with five boards. Hay Springs working hard on the glass. Here's a drive by the Blue Devils, and Dylan Haney will earn free throws as he tried to use the rim to protect himself to go underneath against the posts of the Hawks. And when he tried the reverse layup, the foul will go on Jordan Anderson. His first whistle of the second quarter on Hay Springs. 25-11. Why not in the lead on your Colors Law scoreboard? Free throw is no good. That's the first miss at the line for the Blue Devils. Dylan Haney with 5 points. Have a balanced scoring. 8 for Haberman, 5 for Wiesler, 5 for Haney, 5 for Foxhoven. Second free throw is good for Dylan Haney. First point of the quarter for the Blue Devils of Why Not. 2-2-1 zone pressure into the middle. Hawks break it. Allen Smith, he has it stripped from behind, but it's saved by McDonald. Up top, it goes into the hands of Mintgen. He calls out the offense. Haberman on him now. And there's a double dribble by McDonald. Hay Springs turns it over for the eighth time. This Why Not team just pressures and pressures and pressures. Bittner in for Hay Springs. Out will go McDonald. 26-11, 5:36 to go in the half. Why Not leading? Hay Springs trying to make a return trip to state. Hay Springs trying to avenge loss in a district final last year to the Blue Devils. This pass over the head of Foxhoven, stolen by Young. Just the first turnover on Why Not. Young with a head of steam, kicks it out to Mintgen. He's guarded by the taller Heine. Turnaround jumper, Young. Tough shot, back rim, no, but the offensive rebound for a moment was Bittner, but it's knocked into the hands of Heine, and ahead it goes to Haberman, and he lays it in, just beating the Hawks defense down the floor. There's a knock away by Heine again, flips it to Foxhoven, no look pass to Wiesler for the finish. Wiesler on the assist from Foxhoven. Foxhoven has a knack for the no look pass. Here's Mintgen driving through traffic to break the pressure, and there's a reach in foul on Foxhoven as he will reach in on Mintgen. First foul on Zach Foxhoven. They call that on Haberman? Well, they called it on Haberman instead of Foxhoven. I didn't think Haberman was anywhere near. That was Foxhoven trying for the steal on Mintgen, but they're going to give the foul to Andrew Haberman. That is his second. So Haberman already into double figures with 10 points, but he just got called for his second foul, and I don't think he was anywhere near the play. Bittner trying to drive, has it knocked away. Great help defense again, this time Foxhoven. And he throws it too far ahead of Dylan Heine. And it is another turnover, just their second by Why Not. 4:32 to go in the first half, 30-11. Hay Springs doing a nice job breaking the full court pressure until they get into the front court. Then they're having more trouble in the back court. They've done pretty well as once they get to that half court spot. Here's a drive by Mintgen off the screen, takes it all the way and puts up a tough shot and scores. Gage Mintgen with his first field goal. Nice screen by Talon Smith to open him up. Schrader on the drive, and he has reached in and fouled. Schrader had that huge alley-oop dunk in the first quarter. The foul's going to go on Talon Smith. That's going to be 3 on Talon, the starting post for Hay Springs, and he will likely have to come out. As into the game comes Dustin Brien. Breen is a 6'1 senior. He is in for the first time. Dusty is. Inbounded into the hands of Wiesler. Now here's Foxhoven. No-look pass again to Heine. Now here is Foxhoven. Tough shot. Fade away from 16. No, and the newly entered Dusty Breen in with the board. 30-13. Down by 17. The Hawks with the basketball. Here is Tripp Bittner on the deep right wing. Gets a screen. Gets caught in the air and fires it out of bounds over here on the near sideline. That is 11 turnovers. We told you in our keys for the game, Hay Springs would need to take care of the basketball to have a shot against this talented Blue Devil team from Wynot. So far, 11 first-half turnovers for the Hawks. Hunter McDonald back into the game after a quick breather. Dahlgren also out there for Hay Springs. Wiesler walks it up the floor for Wynot. Gets a screen from Schrader. Little two-man game. Screen and roll. Schrader underneath. Puts up the shot. Can't get it to go. He tips the rebound out to Brummer. Here's Brummer firing another three, and this one he knocks in. He missed every shot he took in the first quarter, but the sophomore knocks that one, and it's the fourth three of the half for Wynot. Minkin dribbles against the double team, gets it ahead. And Hay Springs will set up in the half court now down by 20 with 3:10 to play in the half. Underneath is Young, and he's going to be bumped and fouled. Drive by Dillon. The foul will go on Dillon Heine. That is his first, just the second foul on Wynot. Foul on the floor. Jaron Dahlgren to trigger it in for the Hawks. Looking inside, nothing there. Needs to find it on an outlet. Instead, he gets it in to Breen off the glass and scores. Dahlgren on the assist, and Breen off the bench has a rebound and now a bucket. And this one, it is a turnover on Wynot as Cooper Oligmuller throws it away on the near sideline. 3 minutes to play here in the second on your Colors Law scoreboard, 33-15. Here, travel with it, McDonald, but saves it to Minkin. Young will take the three. Oh, that looked like a foul on the arm. They're going to call it a block. And then on the baseline was Carson Wiesler as he tried to grab the rebound, so it will stay with Hay Springs. They call that a block on the shot from Young. He's looking around like, hey, that was mostly arm. They bounce it into Young in the post, kicking into the corner to Dahlgren. Drives baseline, muscles his way inside on Wiesler, but then a block from behind by Schrader, and back come the Blue Devils. They throw it ahead to Schrader, puts it up and scores on the assist from Oligmuller. Schrader with his second bucket after picking up the big block. In the middle, Dahlgren gets it to Young and throws it right in the hands of Heine. Heine bounce pass, cross the lane, shot. No good on the baseline. The offensive rebound to Heine, and he gets it right to the hands of Oligmuller for the assist. 37-15, Blue Devils in command. Here is Minton trying to drive baseline. Double team tries to find Young. It's batted away. Stolen by Schrader. Gets it into the hands of Oligmuller, who was fouled on the shot. That's 13 Hay Springs turnovers. And it will send Heine to the line. Or make that, it'll send Oligmuller to the line. The foul is the second on Jordan Anderson. So Anderson with two, Talon Smith with three, and Jaron Dahlgren with two for the Hawks. Free throw is up and in and out for Oligmuller. Back in comes Breen after a short breather. As out will go Jordan Anderson with his two fouls, Foxhoven and Killian Steinhaus return for Wynot. Second free throw upcoming for Oligmuller. That one is good. Cooper with three off the bench. 38-15. Young in the backcourt brings it up the far sideline. Now takes it into the middle. Knocked away, saved by Minkin. He has it poked away by Heine into the corner. Now they throw it down low to Minkin, and he's bumped and fouled. Again, this is going to be a physical game. This crew really lets you bang around, and they are. Here in the half, that foul, though, will go on Carson Wiesler, his first. 38-15, McDonald will trigger it into the corner to Dahlgren. Looking inside for Young, posting up on the smaller Oligmuller. Now Young around, gets it down low. McDonald, he gets it to Breen, down to the hands of Dahlgren. Dahlgren on the baseline, just good recovery defense by Wynot. Kick from Mintgen out for a three. That won't go for McDonald. Rebound, though, snared by Dahlgren on a tip by Breen. Shot up, won't go. They tip the rebound again. Dahlgren's got it, and he's fouled. Dahlgren with a couple of offensive rebounds. And that foul against Why Not will be the second on Dylan Heine. 1:24 to play in the first half. Schrader returns. Out goes Heine with his two fouls. Why Not has already played nine here in the first half. Eight have seen the floor for Hay Springs. Dahlgren to trigger it in. Gets it in to McDonald to beat the five-second count. And out it will go to Mintgen. Mintgen averages 20 a game. He's been held to three by this Why Not defense. They are paying him a lot of attention. McDonald open for three. That's too strong. Rebound down to Carson Wiesler. He has six boards already. Throw it ahead to Oleg Mueller, and it's through his hands and out of bounds. All four of Why Not's turnovers have come here in the second quarter. Here's Skeeter's Napa second quarter here on KBPY. They bring you this 8 minutes of basketball on local radio station Shadron. Greg Kinsey from KBRB on loan tonight to KBPY. Our good friends Dennis and Kathleen. Dennis, a little under the weather, was supposed to try to make the trip today. As this one, Young saves on a carom, and he is fouled on a shot attempt. Good attack by Dylan Young, and he'll go to the line for two. And that foul on Chase Schrader is his first. So Young, 2 points in this first half, will be at the line with 54 seconds. His team down by 23. Free throw is up and off the side of the iron. In returns Devin Brummer. He'll replace Oleg Mueller. Young's second free throw attempt. That one is too strong, and a good box out rebound by Schrader using every bit of that 6 feet, 4 inch frame. Right corner. With it is Cook. Now to Foxhoven. Nice no look pass again. Reverse layup is good for Carson Wiesler. That is a fourth assist for Zach Foxhoven. Folks, he has made some absolutely stellar passes. Does not turn his head, does not move a bit, and then just fires a no-look pass. Three-pointer in the quarter. Won't go for Young. Offensive rebound. Putback is short for McDonald. He gets it again. Fadeaway is up and good off the glass. Hunter McDonald stays with it with two offensive rebounds. He has seven boards and leads Hay Springs with 6 points. Final 10 seconds of the first half, 40-17. Why Not on top by 23? There's a poke away by Mintgen with five. Now Foxhoven loses a dribble. Hits him to the hands of Steinhaus. His three at the buzzer will not go. And that will take us to our halftime, 40-17 on the Colors Law scoreboard. It is Why Not in control of this Class D26 district championship game over the Hay Springs Hawks. But after putting up 25 in the first quarter, the Hawks hold Why Not to 15 in the second, but find themselves down by 23. We're going to send it back to the KBPY studios for our halftime show. And we'll come back with more. Our halftime show brought to you by Shadron Insurance. And we'll come back, take a look at your first half statistics and get a couple of the keys to our second half of basketball. But with that, we'll go back to the studios, KBPY, 107.7 FM, shadrad.com. Your score at the half, 40-17. Why Not? Leading Hay Springs here from McAndrew Gymnasium in the D26 district championship game.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
Your halftime news update is brought to you by Shadron Insurance. Shadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell. A new poll shows 70% of respondents are ready to legalize medical marijuana in Nebraska. Poll conducted for Neyland Strategy Group mirrors results from 2 years ago in a survey done by the group trying to place the medical cannabis issue on this year's ballot. Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana needs the signatures of about 86,000 registered voters, including at least 5% of the voters in 38 counties. Spokesman Krista Eggers said last week they've already had more than 32,000 signatures collected, believe they've reached the 5% threshold in 24 counties. Eggers says the Needland poll and her group's 2022 survey shows the Nebraskans are obviously ready to legalize medical cannabis. Sydney School Superintendent Andrew Farber is warning parents that the district could be looking at major cuts for next year. Farber sent a letter to parents Friday that told them the school board will need to make some hard choices as the district works through a worsening financial outlook. Farber said property tax collections have been below expectations the past 3 years, state aid is dropping, and inflation has driven up operating costs, leading to a projected significant shortfall in funding for next year. Among the additional measures being considered are adjusting staffing levels and class sizes, as well as the possible closure of North Elementary. Anticipating a big turnout and lots of input from the public, the Sydney School Board is holding its next meeting at the high school auditorium. The Catholic priest who retired from full-time parish ministry 3 years ago has been elected by the Rapid City Diocese College of Consultors to lead the diocese until Pope Francis names a permanent successor to the late Bishop Peter Muick. 77-year-old Father Daniel Julifs was ordained in June 1973, served 26 parishes in South Dakota before retiring in 2021. Bishop Muick passed away last week at age 62 following a battle with esophageal cancer. His funeral service was held this morning in Rapid City. February is Black History Month, and Chadron State College is holding a special free event tomorrow over the noon hour to help celebrate the month. The Black Excellence Expo runs from 11 to 12:30 in the Student Center Ballroom. Speakers, headlined by Chadron State President Dr. Ron Patterson, school's first Black president, will cover topics that include the arts, athletics, business, civil rights, education, and government. And two Chadron businesses are holding fundraisers tonight for students in the Chadron schools. Domino's has the Chadron Middle School Dough Raising Night, while at Wild's Bar and Grill, it's Dine Out for Prom. Dine Out for Prom has high school juniors and seniors acting as servers at Wild's tonight, with all tips and a portion of sales donated by Wild's towards this year's Chadron High School Prom. Dough Raising Night runs until 8 o'clock, with Domino's donating to the middle school 25% of all sales from delivery, dine-in, and pickup orders for all menu items. That's your halftime news update brought to you by Chadron Insurance. Chadron Insurance has you covered. I'm John Axtell.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We welcome you back to the
Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
We welcome you back to the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show on KBPY 107.7 FM and Chadrad.com. Greg Kinsey on loan from KBRB, bringing you the broadcast here today on your local Chadron station, KBPY FM. 40-17. Is our score at the half. Why not? At 16-7, a wild card berth into this district final after losing by 3 to a 17-4 Walled Hill team in the D25 sub-district championship game last Thursday. They are making the most of their second life as they have a 23-point lead on the champions of the D212 sub-district, the Hay Springs Hawks. This was a why not with a huge start. That full court press bothered the Hawks, forced Hay Springs into several turnovers, and why not raced out hot shooting from the outside and in transition to 25 points in the opening quarter, led by 16 after one. Hay Springs defense settled in a little bit in the second quarter, limited their turnovers a little more in the second quarter, which held in check a few of Why Not's fast break opportunities, but Why Not still outscored Hay Springs 15-8 in the second. This is a super athletic and really positionless team in Why Not. They're going nine deep, and outside of Schrader's at 6'4", every one of the other kids stands between about 5'10 and 6'1" for this Blue Devil team, coached by Lee Hymas. And as they typically do, Why Not plays fantastic full-court pressure. They do a lot of traps. We've seen a 2-2-1 and a 1-3-1 zone press. And when they get in the half court, they have been doing a phenomenal job of the man-to-man, helping off of defenders as Hay Springs has tried to drive the basketball. It's been the help defender coming from a blind side to poke the ball away from Hay Springs as they tried to drive toward the hoop. Let's take a look at your first half statistics here on the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. 13 turnovers for Hay Springs, just 4 on Wynot, all 4 of those in the second quarter. Wynot 4-for-6 at the free throw line, Hay Springs 1-for-4. Each team with 18 rebounds. Scoring-wise, Hunter McDonald leads Hay Springs, the 6'2 junior with 6 points and 7 rebounds. He leads all players in rebounds in that first half. Gage Mitkin held to 3 in that first half, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. A bucket for Dylan Young, a bucket for Jordan Anderson, a bucket for Dusty Breen, and a bucket for Jaron Dahlgren. Your scoring for Hay Springs. We told you McDonald with 7 rebounds, 3 apiece for Dahlgren, Jordan Anderson, and Dylan Young. 1 rebound apiece for Tripp Bittner and Dusty Breen. 1 assist for Dylan Young, 1 assist for Jaron Dahlgren in that first half, and at Hunter McDonald with the block. Foul situation, Talon Smith with 3 for the Hawks, 2 fouls on Jordan Anderson and Jaron Dahlgren. We take a look at the first half statistics for the Blue Devils. They were led by Andrew Haberman. 10 points in that first half, 8 of those coming in the first quarter. He went 1-for-1 at the line on an and one, hit 1 of the 4 made threes in that first half for Wynot. Carson Weisler with 9. It was 6 for Dylan Heine, 5 for Zach Foxhoven, 4 for Chase Schrader, 3 off the bench for Cooper Oligmuller, and a triple off the bench for Devin Brummer. That's your scoring for Wynot. Weisler leads the Blue Devils with 6 rebounds, 5 for Dylan Heine, 3 for Chase Schrader and Andrew Haberman, and 1 for Devin Brummer. I had Zach Foxhoven with 4 assists in that first half, 4 assists for Dylan Heine, 1 each for Carson Weisler and Cooper Oligmuller, and a block for Chase Schrader in that first half. That's your halftime show brought to you by Shannon Insurance. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back for the second 16 minutes of basketball in this D26 district final. Why not? Leading Hay Springs 40-17. The second half is next on KBPY.
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
Welcome you back here to McAndrews Gymnasium in Ainsworth. It will be Hay Springs basketball to start the second 16 minutes. The Hawks will be going left to right from south to north, as we call it here. Nice screen and roll. The shot up and good by Jordan Anderson on the assist from Dylan Young. Great little set play to start the second half. The screen and roll, and Anderson with the strong finish at the rim. 40-19 as Hay Springs tries to claw its way back into this district final. Trader with his back to the basket, hands it off to Weisler, turns a corner, puts up a floater, and it hits the back rim and deadens it, and it falls in. Weisler on the drive and bucket. He's into double figures with 11. Hawks break the pressure with Mitkin, gets it out to McDonald, now to Young. He drives, puts up the runner. That one is short, bothered by Schrader. The rebound down to Heine. He fires it ahead. It's knocked away and stolen by Jordan Anderson. Good job by Anderson forcing the turnover. In transition, here's Mitkin with a 3. That one misfires, and the rebound is out of bounds. Hunter McDonald tried to save it but couldn't squeeze it with both hands. Mitkin's just had a tough go. Every three-point shot has been challenged. They know the scouting report on the Hawks. You have got to get a hand in the face of Gage Mitkin, and he has been cold from the outside in this game. Been held to 3 points, 42-19. Each team with a bucket here in the third quarter. Schrader tries to turn the corner. Shut off by Talon Smith. There's a knockaway and a steal by Young. He takes it in, lays it home. Dylan Young with the steal and layup. And Hay Springs has forced 2 early Wynot turnovers. 42-21. Wynot still doubling up the Hawks. 6.5 to play in quarter number 3. Our third quarter brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. And now we've got a hold foul as away from the ball. A drive by Schrader. He was cutting to the hoop. Oh, and that's going to be the 4th on Talon Smith. Comes away from the ball. trying to stay with Schrader, and he's going to get called for a hold away from the ball. So Talon Smith's time has been limited with fouls, and he just picked up his fourth with 6:28 to go here in the third. Dahlgren, the freshman, back in for him. Into the backcourt it goes to Haberman. Haberman had 10 points in the first half to lead the Blue Devils. He drives, kicks it off to Schrader. Schrader guarded on a switch, cuts to the hoop, lays it up and in. Schrader at 6'4", and then he can put the ball on the deck and drive the middle of the lane. Off the press, the Hawks break the pressure, get it off to Mitkin. He'll fire a three left wing, that one back rim, and up into the supports, and it'll go over to the Blue Devils. Coach Badge calling for a full court press now for the Hawks. Into the backcourt, Foxhoven. He has been smooth with the basketball, breaks it ahead to Schrader. And this one knocked away and stolen again. Jordan Anderson's had a nice ball game for the Hawks, but then a telegraph pass by McDonald is picked off by Heine. First turnover of the second half. Pull-up jumper on the right wing is no good for Wiesler, but the rebound tipped back outside by Schrader. Now Foxhoven steps into a three. That one won't go. Good box out by Mitkin. Gage wants to run, has it poked away by Foxhoven, and a foul will be called on Why not? That'll be the third on Andrew Haberman. He's the first Blue Devil in foul trouble with his third. In returns Bittner for Why not? So you have Bittner, Dahlgren, the two freshmen out there, along with Mintgen Young and Jordan Anderson. Dahlgren into the hands of Mintgen. He is guarded by Haberman again. Tries to drive. Now here comes a double team. Anytime Gage puts it on the deck, the double team is coming immediately. The entry pass stolen away by Heine. Turnover number 15 on the Hawks. Reverse layup. Good on the drive by Andrew Haberman. 46-21. Why not? With the lead here in the Kreitzen-Schaefer Law third quarter as this pass across the lane intended for Young is poked out of bounds by Dylan Heine. 5 minutes to play here in the third. Substitution for the Blue Devils. As back in is Cotner Cook. He'll replace Andrew Haberman, who will sit with the three fouls. Why not in control of this district championship game by 25? Out top with the ball, Bittner kicks it into the corner to Young. Now finds Mintgen, and just on him like glue is Heine. Heine's about 6'2", really tall, and a travel in the lane on Mintgen. Dylan Heine has done a fantastic job defensively. The 6 foot senior has really bottled up the leading scorer for this Hay Springs team. 46-21. Blue Devils with the lead. Foxhoven against the press fires it ahead to Wiesler. 2-on-2, gets it to Schrader. His pull up from 12, high off the glass, won't go. Offensive rebound up and in for Wiesler. Seventh rebound for Wiesler. He now has 13. 48-21, Mintgen, no-look pass into the lane to Anderson. Out of Dahlgren, they go back to Anderson in the post. Kicks it out to Young against Wiesler. Man-to-man most of the way here for Why not? Mintgen now has Cook on him tightly. There's a travel by Mintgen out high. They are just making life very difficult for Gage Mintgen, and it is the 17th Hay Springs turnover. 4:10 to play here in the third quarter on your Colors Law scoreboard, 48-21. Why not in control? The Hawks go back to, it looks like, a little 2-3 zone or 2-1-2 zone now. Why not shot them out of that defense in the first half? Here's a drive by Wiesler, takes it into the paint, kicks it out, open three, Foxhoven, too strong. Rebound, though, down to Schrader, and it's knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Young. So it stays with Why not. Back in for the Hawks is Hunter McDonald replacing Dahlgren. In is Devin Brummer for Why not. Again, the Devils have played 9 in this game. Rotate all 9 pretty frequently. Foxhoven on the right elbow gets stopped. Kicks it out to Cook. No look pass to Wiesler. Up and under shot is good. Carson Wiesler 6 here in the third quarter on Cook's first assist. 50-21. Why not has now outscored Hay Springs 10-4 here in the third. There's a long pass that's turned over, and Schrader takes it coast to coast. He misses. Mitkin fires it ahead to Jordan Anderson, and it's knocked out of bounds They're going to say off of Anderson. Hay Springs fans not happy. Back-to-back turnovers on the Hawks. Back in quickly, Talon Smith. They're going to bring him in with the four fouls. Down by 29. Schrader out. As in returns, Killian Steinhaus. Steinhaus, 5'11", sophomore. Played in the first half. There's a knock away by Bittner and a steal by Young as Hay Springs forces a turnover. Here's a drive by Talon Smith. Takes it in, lays it up and in. Back in with the four fouls. Talon Smith drives it down the lane. Gets the right-handed layup to go. 50-23. Mencken picks up Wiesler in the backcourt. Knocks it away. Gets a steal. Mencken forces a steal. Gets it back to Smith inside. Works his way under. Shot blocked out of bounds by Killian Steinhaus. Good play by Mencken to force the steal. Eight turnovers now on Wynot. Back in comes Andrew Haberman. He'll replace Wiesler. 2:43 to play, quarter number three. B26 championship game here on KBPY, 107.7 at shadrad.com. With the drive, Bittner, the freshman, puts it off the window. Nice spin to get it to fall. Tripp Bittner has his first bucket. Wynot breaks the pressure. Inside Haberman up and good. Hay Springs fan wanted a travel call. And now an offensive foul whistled against Tripp Bittner. That's not going to make the Hawks fans very happy. Thought Haberman got away with a travel on one end, and then they get a push off on the near side by the freshman Bittner. 20th turnover on the Hawks. .52-25 is your score. Foxhoven across the timeline for the Blue Devils. Why not in control of this one basically from the first couple of minutes in. Foxhoven can't connect on the catch in the paint, and it's turned over to the Hawks. Driving again, Talon Smith all the way to the rack. Talon back-to-back buckets for Hay Springs, and a timeout going to be taken. The first of the game by Lee Hymas. Timeouts brought to you on KBPY by Tees Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment online or call 430-3686, located in downtown Chadron. 52-27, we'll take a 30-second timeout here on KBPY-FM.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing.
Some more district finals will be played tomorrow throughout the state of Nebraska before next week's state tournament. Girls state basketball this week. Brackets have been released by the NSAA. Why not girls were on this floor last Friday, winning over Crawford. Cook takes it inside. Shot bothered by Young, and the rebound into the hands of Hunter McDonald. Young on the block. Now here come the Hawks, down by 25. Here's Talon Smith out there with the four fouls. Spin move in the lane, and he's fouled on the shot. Hits the deck, and Talon will go to the line. He says, you know what? I'm going to play aggressive. I've got four fouls. Coach puts me back in. I'm going to leave it out there. As he's had a great third quarter after picking up that fourth foul. Coach Badge trusts him, and the junior rewarding him with a good third quarter. The free throw is up and good. Smith now with five here in the third quarter. The foul was on Corbin Gunther into the game for the first time. He snuck in on that timeout. 6 foot senior becomes the 10th Blue Devil to play here in this one, and he gets the rebound on the miss by Smith. 52-28, step through move by Haberman. The shot won't go. Offensive rebound put up and in by Cotner Cook, his first bucket. 54-28 on the offensive rebound. Smith on the bounce to Mencken. Mencken has been double-teamed. Nice step through, broken ankle on one of the Blue Devils as he cut through with a crossover, but then he misses the shot off the window and commits a foul on the rebound as Cook comes down with it, and Mencken hit with his first personal foul. Gage averages over 20 points per game. He has drawn a huge amount of defenders anytime he's had the basketball. Nearly got a steal there from Cook. Saves it to Wiesler. Into the corner to Heine. Under a minute to go here in the third. Heine's runner, no. Weak side rebound, though, down to Gunther. Gunther bounces it for Wiesler and a reach-in foul on Talon Smith, and that's going to do it. So Talon, a good third quarter with 5 points after coming back in after four fouls, but he's going to foul out with 51 seconds to play in the third. So Smith's game will end here with 5 points as back in comes Jaron Dahlgren. Brader and Foxhoven return for Why Not. They're out there with Heine, Wiesler, and Haberman. It's the starting five for the Blue Devils. Corner three, Schrader on the inbound. That one too strong. Rebound fought for. It's tipped out to Haberman. High post to Wiesler. He'll take the 15-footer, miss it, get his own miss, and bank it in. Wiesler with the offensive board. Wiesler now with 8 here in the third quarter. Nice drive by the freshman Bittner, but the shot too strong off the glass, and the rebound down to Foxhoven. Foxhoven, no-look pass down to Schrader, and he's fouled on the shot. Another pretty no-look pass for Zach Foxhoven. The foul will go on Dylan Young, his first, fifth team foul on Hay Springs with 27 seconds left in the third quarter. Why Not doubling up the Hawks, 56-28 in this district championship game, a rematch of last year's D2-3 district final as Schrader knocks in the free throw. That game was won by Why Not as well, 79-27. This one closer than last year's, but still in control are the Why Not Blue Devils. This would make it a 30-point game. Brader up that free throw, perfect. Knocks down the pair. First free throw attempts in the second half for Why Not. 58-28. Benkin across the timeline, guarded by Haberman. Gets it to Young. Green back in for Hay Springs. Dahlgren on the wing, throws it inside. Give and go, right back to Breen. His shot swatted by Schrader, gets it back. Throws it in the corner to Anderson, out to Minkin for three. That one front rim, no. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Good job by Breen, battling two Blue Devils. It'll go out of bounds off of Heine. Breen doing a nice job in his minutes here. So it will be Hay Springs basketball. 3 seconds on the third quarter clock. Hoisting a three on the inbound is Anderson. And it will go out of bounds with 0.6 seconds to play here in the third. So time basically for a catch and shoot, maybe one dribble. Foxhoven will launch a three-quarter court shot that hits the rafters. Don't see many shots hit the rafters in this high ceiling gymnasium. But Why Not extends its lead on the Colors Law scoreboard, 58-28, another 18-point quarter for the Blue Devils. Best quarter offensively for Hay Springs. They put up 11. We'll come back with the final 8 minutes of basketball on KBPY 107.7 FM and Shadrad Radio after this 30-second timeout.
Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
H&R Block in Chadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
Back here for the final 8 minutes of this D2-6 boys basketball district final from McCandrew Gymnasium in Ainsworth. Why Not? In control over Hay Springs in a rematch of last year's D2-3 district championship game. Why Not looking for a return trip to the state tournament? No-look pass. Fox over to Wiesler. Kicks it out for a Haberman three. It's good. Haberman on the triple. That gives him 17 on the assist from Wiesler. Wiesler has 17 as well to lead the Devils. Here's a runner by Young. Hangs on the rim. Won't go. Rebound, though. Knocked out of bounds by Haberman. It will stay with Hay Springs. And, again, it's Dusty Breen battling on the glass inside. Green, the 6'1 senior. Inbounded to Young. He takes a corner three. That one off the front iron. Offensive rebound. But back too strong for Jordan Anderson. And the board down to Dylan Heine. 61-28. Haberman gets it on the baseline to Schrader. He's double-teamed. Shot hits the bottom of the rim. And it's a rebounded long one for Dylan Young. I think Schrader wanted to pass that ball, but it actually hit the rim as he was trying to go across the baseline. Young into the left corner. Dahlgren, good pump fake to get Schrader on the air. Can't get the three to fall. And Heine down with another rebound, his eighth, and a foul in the backcourt. Whistled against Dusty Breen of Hayes Springs. 33-point lead here in our fourth quarter. Fourth quarter brought to you by Best Western and West Hills Inn, bringing you the broadcast here on KBPY in the fourth quarter action. So we welcome you back here to McAndrew Gymnasium from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Greg Kinsey for KBPY tonight on loan from KBRB. Into the corner, Haberman gets it to Wiesler. The Hawks have gone back to a 2-3 zone this possession. Into the mid-range, and Wiesler knocks it down on the assist by Heine. Wiesler's had a huge game, 19 points. Little token pressure by Why Not. Young on the drive, shot swatted by Schrader, but a foul. And Dylan Young will earn two free throws. So you look at the leading scorers for this Hay Springs team, Gage Mintgen and Dylan Young. They've been held to a combined 7 points, as there has been a lot of attention paid by the Blue Devil defense to those two young men. Free throw for Young. That one's off the side of the iron. Dylan now 0 for 3 at the line. In return, Bittner and Hunter McDonald for Hayes Springs. Out will go Breen and Anderson. Back in is Corbin Gunther for Why Not. Second free throw attempt for Dylan Young. This one is up, and that one won't fall. And the rebound, the fifth for Schrader. Just 2 for 8, the Hawks. Schrader takes it in, misses the stuff as nobody shut him off down the lane. Misses the dunk, and the rebound comes down to Dahlgren. Get pass to Young. Young in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Good. Dylan Young on the bucket on the assist from Tripp Bittner. 63-30. It's a 33-point lead for the Blue Devils of Why Not. Under 6 to go here in the game. Up top, Foxhoven fakes the three, flips it to Schrader on the right wing into the corner to Wiesler. Wiesler turns the corner, floater blocked by McDonald. Saved by the Blue Devils. Foxhoven misses a three. Schrader tips it out of bounds. It will go back to the Hawks. A Springs still going full throttle, even down 33 here in the fourth quarter. No give up in these young fellers from out in the northwest part of the state. Mintgen brings it across the timeline, immediately hounded by Haberman. And that second defender always just about a step away from joining. Into the corner, Mintgen will get a three away. That one won't go. Offensive rebound is taken in by McDonald, his ninth, and then his pass is knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Hawks. 5:19 to play, 63-30 is your score. Devin Brummer back in for Why Not. Out will go Carson Wiesler. Wiesler, 19 points in this one. Cotner Cook back in. Out will go Andrew Haberman. Haberman with a 17-point game. Those two have combined for 36 for Why Not. Ball inbounded to Bittner. Up top to Dahlgren, the two freshmen out there. And Dahlgren's going to be fouled on a drive. Good job by the freshman putting the ball on the deck. Foul goes on Cotner Cook as his third personal. Second foul of the fourth quarter on Why Not. We'll have our Butler Ag Equipment postgame show following this one. Award the player and the play of the game for each team. And a missed shot by the Hawks. Rebound down to Schrader. Back the other way come the Blue Devils with 5 minutes to go. Foxhoven, no look pass, a beauty, but blowing the layup is Gunther. And the rebound down to Dylan Young. What a pretty pass again from Foxhoven, not awarded with the assist. Drive by Dahlgren, kicks it into the corner to McDonald. McDonald's had a nice game, 6 points, 9 rebounds for the Hawks. Here's a drive by Bittner off the glass. Good, and a foul. How about the freshman, Tripp Bittner, with a chance at an and one. 63-32. The foul goes against Chase Schrader, the 6'4 senior for Why Not. Out will go Foxhoven. Back in comes Carson Wiesler. Also returning, Cooper Oleg-Mueller. He'll replace Devin Brummer. And we see back into the game, Killian Steinhaus. He'll take the place of Schrader. 63-32, 4:42 to play in the game. At the free throw line is Tripp Bittner. He's in line for potentially the A Springs play of the game. Misses the and one, but the rebound comes down to Dahlgren. Out top, here's McDonald around to Young. Young drives, takes it in against traffic. Can't get the layup to go off the glass. A little strong over a triple team. Steinhaus down with the rebound for the Blue Devils. Got a foul up high going against Hay Springs. It'll be on Hunter McDonald. Nope, they're going to call it on Mintgen. So that's Gage's second. Just the second team foul on Hay Springs with 4:24 to go here in the fourth. 63-32. Why not trying to join a couple other winners already in the Class D2 ranks in the district finals? Here's a drive by Steinhaus. Gets it to Wiesler. Wiesler guarded by McDonald. Throws it inside. Knocked away for by Mintgen and stolen. Gage with a nice knock away there. Leads to McDonald steal. Out to Mintgen. He drives tough, pull-up jumper. That one is short. The rebound is going to come down to Steinhaus. Steinhaus fires it down to Cook, and he is fouled on the shot. Boy, just nothing has come easy for Gage Mintgen in this game. Every shot has been contested, and he's been the recipient of numerous double teams. The foul will go on Tripp Bittner. Two free throws for Cotner Cook of the Blue Devils. These will be free throws number 9 and 10 for Why Not. First one is good. Brummer back in, and we get our first look at Justin Hymus. Justin is a sophomore for Why Not and for the first time. Second free throw attempt here for Cotner Cook. This one good as well. He hits the pair. 3:45 to go, 65-32. Bittner in the left corner gets it back out to Young. Now here's Dahlgren. Dahlgren puts it on the deck, drives into a double team, and he's going to get called for a travel. Knocked the shot in, but they'll say he took steps to regather it after it was poked away. Turnover number 21 on the Blue Devils. Just 8 of those turnovers here in the second half after 13 in the first half. 3.5 minutes to play on your Kohler's Law scoreboard, 65-32. Cook in the paint, hands it off to Steinhaus, out for a three in the right corner. And that's good for Cooper Oleg-Mueller on the assist by Steinhaus. And there's a steal the other way by the newly entered Hymus. And then we'll have a travel called on Hymus. So the team's trade turnover, 68-32 with 3:12 to play. And we're going to get a timeout from Hay Springs and Coach Jason Badge, brought to you by T-Salon and Boutique. They bring you timeouts here on KBPY, located in downtown Shadron at 430-3686. We'll take a timeout, 68-32. Why Not in control with 3:12 to play in this D2-6 district final. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school, academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
To the state boys basketball tournament and knocking off Hay Springs for the second straight year in this building. Hay Springs going to petition the NSAA and says, give us somebody other than the Blue Devils in the district final. There's some easier teams out there than the Blue Devils in blue and white. It is Hay Springs basketball off the timeout. Mintgen has his pocket picked. Taking it the other way is Cook, and he gets it off to Hymus. His shot is too strong. Offensive rebound to Steinhaus. Hook will be fouled on a push by Gage Mintgen. You see just a little frustration now from Gage as nothing has come easy for him in this game. Third foul on the senior. Close out a great career for this Hay Spring squad. Good senior class here for the Hawks. Left corner, three for Brummer. That one in and out. Rebound ripped away by Young. Dillon with his sixth rebound. Benkin brings it across the timeline. 2:35 to play. Gage wants to drive. Nice crossover dribble. Kicks it into the corner to Bittner. And this one through the hands of Evan Smith, who was in, was not looking for the basketball. Evan was in for the first time. 5'10 freshman. Green back in now for the Hawks. Is out. We'll go Dahlgren. And it looks like why not clears the bench. Getting some of the new players in for the Blue Devils. Corbin Gunther back out there. We get our first look at Jed Nelson. Nelson wears number 21. Steinhaus has it knocked away and stolen by Young. Turnover number 12 on the Blue Devils. Young takes it inside, puts it off the window and scores. Dylan Young with a drive. He has 8 to lead the Hawks, along with 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. 68-24, bouncing it in to another newly entered player. That is Carter Hands, a sophomore. There's a shot blocked by Young. Offensive rebound, though, is up and good by Justin Hymus. So we go under a minute 40, 70-34. Last year, this game in the D2-3 on this floor was a similar score, 79-27. Hawks have outscored that one from last year, but have run into another just well-coached, excellent defensive team in Wynot. They are moved their feet so well. Here's a shot off the window. That won't go for McDonald, and the rebound down to Carter Hands. 70-34, left corner three for Hymus. He knocks it down. Justin Hymus with a triple. 39-point game, 73-34. Here's a three. Back rim no for McDonald, and a foul on the rebound will go against A. Springs as Hymus comes out of there with it. That'll go on Tripp Bittner, his third. Final minute, 73-34 on your Colors Law scoreboard. Fourth quarter brought to you by Best Western. West Hills Inn here on 107.7, KBPY, Shadrad.com. 56 seconds remaining in a 73-34 game. A free throw all of a sudden here from Killian Steinhaus would get us to a running clock. The first one is off the left side of the iron. And the Hawks will clear the bench. We will see in for A. Springs. Eli Scott, a 5'10 freshman. The Tyson Didier, a 5'7 freshman. Aiden Johnson, 6 foot and a sophomore out there for the first time. Riley Johnson, a 5'8 freshman. As the second free throw is good for Steinhaus, his first point. And with the basketball is Riley Johnson. He has it poked away and stolen by Carter Hands. Hands misses the layup and a foul on the rebound. Will go the other way. That'll be the fourth foul on Wynot. That'll go against Killian Steinhaus. Clock running, 74-34. Final 30 seconds of this one. Also for Wynot, Noah Kelly, 5'7 senior out there for the Hawks, playing in this district final. Along the baseline, ball knocked away and stolen by Steinhaus. Final 10 seconds here. Why not can hold if they choose to do so. With 7, does not look like they're going to try to attempt a shot as the Blue Devil fans across the way rise to salute their team. The Why Not Blue Devils will finish this one with a 74-34 victory. They score at least 15 points in every quarter, 16 in the fourth. And the Hawks' season will come to an end here in the district finals for the second straight year at the hands of the Blue Devils of Wynot. Hay Springs, a fantastic season, champs of the D212 sub-district. They'll finish the year at 17-7. Your Colors Law game final, 74-34. It is Wynot with the win over Hay Springs. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back with our Butler Ag Equipment post-game show, bring you our player and plays of the game, and go through our final statistics after this 60-second timeout here on KBPY.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
Gymnasium on 107.7 FM, KBPY, Chadron, Nebraska, Chadrad.com. Greg Kinsey on loan from KBRB bringing you the matchup tonight. Hope you enjoyed the game, folks. 74-34 is your final. Wynot wins the D26 District Championship, advances to state at 17-7. Boys State basketball will begin next Wednesday in Lincoln. Continue Thursday with half of the opening round, and then the semifinals Friday and the championship and third-place games on Saturday. Well, as we welcome you into our Butler Ag Equipment post-game show, let's start by taking a look at the score by quarter in this one. It was Wynot from the jump. The Devils came out and played fantastic zone press defense, forced some early turnovers, and they just hounded leading scorer Gage Mintgen all throughout this game, frustrating the leading scorer by the Hawks with double teams, face guarding, everything they could do to try to slow down number 11 in gray and yellow. The Blue Devils definitely had the scouting report down to try to do all they could to limit the touches and attempts for Gage Mintgen, and he did not have any clean looks in this game and was constantly having to shoot over an outreached arm or having to try to drive against a double team. And it was Wynot jumping out to the big lead, 25-9 after one quarter, kind of set the tone in this one. Hay Springs settled down in the second quarter, started limiting its turnovers. Wynot outscored the Hawks 15-8 in the second. Third quarter, Wynot 18-11 to increase the lead to 58-28, and then outscoring the Hawks 16-6 in the fourth for the 74-34 game final. Taking a look at our final statistics, 24 turnovers for the Hawks in this one, 13 in the first half, 11 in the second half. Wynot with 12 turnovers, 8 of those coming in the second half. Wynot 9 for 12 at the free throw line. Hay Springs just 2 for 9. You want to talk about the up and down tempo, look no further than the rebounds. 37 rebounds for Wynot, 28 for Hay Springs. They combined for 65 rebounds in this game. That is a lot of shot attempts going up in this 74-34 game. Taking a look at the scoring, let's start with Hay Springs, whose season comes to an end at 17-7. They were led by Dylan Young. Young, the 6-foot junior, ends up with 8 points, 6 of those coming in the second half. It was 6 for Hunter McDonald, all in the first half. Talon Smith, 5 points, all in the third quarter before he fouled out with 51 seconds to play in the third, battled foul trouble throughout this game, did the 6'2 junior. He had 5 points all in the third. 4 points for freshman Tripp Bittner off the bench. 4 points for Jordan Anderson. Gage Mitkin held to 3 in this one, all in the first half. 1 for 2 at the free throw line. A bucket for Dusty Breen and a bucket for freshman Jaron Dahlgren. Rebounding-wise, Hunter McDonald paced the Hawks with 9. 6 rebounds for Dylan Young, 5 for Jordan Anderson, 5 for Jaron Dahlgren, 1 each for Tripp Bittner, Gage Mitkin, and Dusty Breen. I had Dylan Young with 2 assists to lead the Hawks, 1 each for Tripp Bittner and Jaron Dahlgren. 2 blocks for Dylan Young, 2 blocks for